In 2014, a startup called IoT Era launched a Kickstarter campaign selling GPS trackers that didn't require an internet or cellular connection and had no monthly fees. They were actually trying to sell these trackers in order to build a crowdsourced mesh network. In 2017, they got acquired by Ring, and then in 2018, Ring got acquired by Amazon. In 2021, Amazon launched their own mesh-like network called Amazon Sidewalk. At the same time, Amazon partnered with the smart tag company Tile. And of course, what's really making the headlines is that just last month, Ring partnered with Flock Safety, putting all of this information into the hands of law enforcement. Not to mention next month, just a few days after this video comes out, Ring plans to roll out facial recognition to all Ring doorbell cameras. Let's start with Amazon Sidewalk. This is a free-to-use shared network offered by Amazon, comprised of Bluetooth Low Energy for short-distance communication and LoRa and other radio protocols for longer-distance communication. After launching Amazon Sidewalk, Amazon partnered with Tile, the smart tag company, announcing that Tile smart tags will be joining the Amazon Sidewalk network. This seems to be one of their first ways to legitimize the Sidewalk network while also getting to compete with Apple AirTags. Fast forward to the present day, and over 90% of the people inside the United States live within an Amazon Sidewalk covered area. The more people that join, the more it grows. Let's take a step back and understand how Amazon Sidewalk works. Amazon states that Sidewalk is a shared network, offered free of charge, that's used for finding lost items, tracking your pets, helping your devices stay online, all while, of course, being designed to protect your privacy. There's two different types of devices to be aware of: Sidewalk bridges and Sidewalk-enabled devices. Sidewalk bridges are the entry points into the Sidewalk network. Primarily, these bridge devices consist of Ring doorbells and Amazon Echoes. These bridges provide other devices with a connection into the network. On the other hand, the Sidewalk-enabled devices, which connect to the bridges, are the users of the Sidewalk network. These include other Ring devices, Tile trackers, security cameras, smart locks, motion sensors, lights, and so much more. Now, of course, if you happen to own a bridge device, such as a Ring doorbell or an Amazon Echo, it will already be connected to your own home network. When a third-party Sidewalk-enabled device that you don't own, such as your neighbor's security camera or a nearby smart tag, connects to your bridge will actually end up sharing some of your own personal bandwidth with them, allowing them to connect to the internet. To put things into perspective, Amazon claims that these devices can connect to a Sidewalk bridge from up to half a mile away. This is the gist of how things work. Let's say that someone in your neighborhood has some Amazon Sidewalk-enabled lights. Let's say that they're out of town and they want to remotely turn on their lights. If their own home internet connection is down, their lights will now connect to your Ring doorbell on your porch, letting their lights still have access to the internet. When they turn on their lights, the signal will be relayed from your Ring doorbell on your porch wirelessly to their lights in their house. Alternatively, let's say that someone has a Tile tracker to keep track of their pet dog. As they walk their dog around the neighborhood and pass by your house, it will connect wirelessly and relay location data to your Ring doorbell. In turn, your doorbell will send this data to the cloud using your own home personal internet connection. Essentially, bridges are devices that share your internet connection with strangers' devices. Amazon caps bandwidth of your bridges at 80 kilobits per second, up to a maximum of 500 megabytes per month, not just per device, but for all of the bridges on an entire Amazon account. This way, you'll barely notice that your internet is being shared. Shockingly, Amazon Sidewalk is enabled by default on every single bridge device, meaning every single Ring and Echo. You'll need to go into your settings and disable it manually if you don't want to be sharing your connection with strangers. This is partially why there's so much national coverage. How many Ring or Alexa users do you know that are aware of the fact that they're running Amazon Sidewalk nodes? How many of them do you think actually toggle the setting off? I would imagine that anyone that would think to toggle this off probably wouldn't be buying an Alexa in the first place. Now, of course, it's not as if anyone can just use your internet connection for any arbitrary purpose. Only devices authorized by Amazon are allowed to connect to the Amazon Sidewalk network. That being said, they actually have a service called SDS, or Sidewalk Developer Service. Developers and third-party companies can get approved by Amazon and given an SDK along with other equipment in order to create their own products that will become users of the Sidewalk network. If a bad actor were to get a hold of this ability, or if a legitimate developer just had subpar security practices, I'm not yet sure how severe the consequences would be. I would imagine that it would be far easier to exploit a third-party device with Amazon Sidewalk approval than an official Amazon device. Now at this point, you might be wondering, surely I'll at least be able to see how many devices are connecting to my bridges and using my home internet connection, right? But of course, due to privacy policy, Amazon will not let you see any details on how many devices are connecting to your bridges, and on the flip side, will not let Sidewalk-enabled devices see details on the bridges that they're connecting to. Just last month, Ring announced a partnership with Flock, which has been making headlines. We already know that Flock is building a network of AI and license plate recognition-enabled cameras that build graphs on how we travel. Flock works with law enforcement and will release data on demand without requiring a warrant. Flock is just getting started, and according to some sources, already has over 80,000 cameras across the United States, sharing data with over 5,000 different organizations, consisting of both law enforcement agencies and corporations. At the moment, these cameras scan 20 billion license plates per month in the US. Ring has now rolled out a new feature called Community Request. This gives law enforcement a direct line to request footage from your personal Ring camera. Due to the partnership with Flock, public safety agencies, as they call them, directly through the Flock platform, will be able to send these community requests to individual Ring users requesting that footage be shared with them. Imagine this. Law enforcement is investigating an individual. They use Flock's massive network of cameras to track their vehicle movements and find that they parked on the street somewhere. Now, through this partnership, they're able to send push notifications to all of the residents on that specific street, right outside where they parked, requesting that they share their Ring footage with them, so they can now continue to surveil this individual as they get out of their car and walk up the street. The level of surveillance that this partnership allows might already be unsettling to some, and we don't even know the full extent of this and what other organizations might join in on this partnership going forward. At the moment, this footage sharing feature is completely optional. They claim that if you decline the request, no footage will be shared. In fact, they say that you can even disable these notifications altogether. But of course, down the road, who knows what updates will be made to their terms of service, and what functionality might move into an opt-out rather than an opt-in, similar to how the entirety of Amazon Sidewalk is opt-out as a whole. I wonder how many people are unaware that 90% of their own country's population resides in an Amazon Sidewalk covered area just because they wanted to be able to add something to their shopping list more easily. A reporter actually signed up for this Amazon Sidewalk developer kit and received what they call a coverage testing device that pings Amazon Sidewalk for coverage. This reporter went on a 40-mile drive through a national forest in South Carolina and observed sidewalk connectivity the whole way. This is surprising, since Amazon Sidewalk isn't a pure mesh network. As far as I can tell, Sidewalk-enabled devices need to directly connect to a bridge with an internet connection, meaning bridges don't freely route traffic between each other. Since these systems are so new, we're starting to see some interesting cases emerge. Just 2 weeks ago, a judge in Washington State ruled that the photos that these Flock cameras take are public record. As you would imagine, cities and police departments are fighting to get this overturned. Would you rather have your complete vehicular location history only be visible to law enforcement, or to anyone, including civilian stalkers? Take your pick. And of course, there's no shortage of other scandals and related incidents. We're not even going to get into the fact that just a few weeks ago, New York City had a lawsuit filed against them by the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, known as STOP, for their use of what they call the Domain Awareness System, something they claim is one of the largest surveillance networks in the world. This surveillance system was jointly developed by the New York Police Department and Microsoft. This is basically Flock, but for building profiles on individual people. We're also starting to see startups like Clearview AI, which scan people's social media profiles and then use that to track you in public. They claim to have scraped over 20 billion photos from the internet at this point, and of course, are working with law enforcement. The NYPD claims that they don't have a contract with Clearview AI, though some sources say that they're getting around this by opening up a large amount of trial accounts. Either way, this is a story for another day. In the meantime, there's actually civilian-run crowdsourced websites, like dflock.me, that are building a map of Flock camera locations. You can check out all of the reported Flock cameras in your area, and even contribute to the project, adding cameras to the map that aren't already there. To close out, Ring announced that they'll be rolling out facial recognition to all of the Ring doorbell cameras next month, in December 2025. Every time you walk past someone's house, your face might be picked up and logged on Amazon servers for the sake of improving their AI models. Of course, Ring is marketing this as a convenience feature, so it recognizes family and friends at your door. That being said, we already know how Amazon Alexa treats your data. Should we really expect Ring to treat it any differently? It's kind of crazy to me that this kind of surveillance machine is being funded and installed voluntarily by civilians just for the sake of personal convenience. Of course, a few years ago, MIT reported on an instance where someone's Roomba took photos of them on the toilet, and then these photos ended up getting leaked. This is another story for another day. Amazon actually planned to acquire Roomba's parent company, iRobot, although this fell through a few years ago. We already know that you can still be tracked if you have your phone in your pocket, even if you turn off your location, thanks to Wi-Fi probing, Bluetooth beacons, and plenty of other techniques. Of course, there's ways to get around this, but with the rise of networks like Amazon Sidewalk, Ring, Flock, and other AI-powered surveillance networks that use things like your face and license plate instead of something strictly digital, surveillance resistance might get a lot more difficult going forward. If you made it this far, you might be interested in subscribing to the channel and checking out some of my other content. And as always, thanks for watching.